Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler.
My wife and I have to go out for breakfast every other week when our housekeeper comes in the morning, and I've discovered how much I like having some kind of potato with my ham and eggs. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, there are a few classics we can talk about and a few new ideas.
I think potatoes are the best thing for breakfast. The two most popular ones you're going to find are either hash browns or home fries.
Mm-hmm.
Home fries are the easiest, I think, to make. Maybe what you see more often, but really, like hash browns, they are hard to beat.
Oh, that's my favorite, and you're right. They are a little bit more involved. So let's talk about them, and we'll start with what kind of potato do we want?
You want like a russet potato. I mean, you want something with a good starch content.
Mm-hmm.
For hash browns, you're going to peel them and then grate them. Making hash browns, you need to squeeze the water out of these potatoes before you try to do it. It's because the moisture will ruin it. And it just, it'll steam. It won't like fry and get crispy.
Yeah. I think you just dump them onto a towel and squeeze it. And then you scrape that back into the bowl.
Yeah.
Are there any other ingredients that you think you would work with?
Sometimes you can put some egg in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think just salt and pepper, maybe a little like, not even finely chopped. This new thing I've been doing is using a box grater to grate my onion.
Oh, uh-huh.
You know, to get it really like sort of fine. Or you can just use onion powder. But, you know, obviously the sky's the limit.
Yeah. I like to have a bit of a diverse taste in it. What kind of skillet are we talking about?
I mean, if you've got an old cast iron, that's definitely the move. I mean, you know, it's you're doing, the goal is to get a good hard crusty caramelized thing. So something that holds heat really well is the best.
Yeah. Can you use olive oil or butter? Does it matter?
Yeah, I like something like olive oil works best. I do throw in a pat of butter on the flip just to add a little bit of that lovely flavor.
Yeah. When I've made it, I try to cover the entire bottom of the skillet and
you
know, use every square inch of potatoes.
Yep.
Now, I understand that patience is a very important ingredient in cooking hash browns.
Yes, and it's a patience is a virtue, one that few people truly have. But yes, because they're a little sloppy when you put them in, by allowing them to cook for a while, they'll almost, it's not really a skin, but maybe for lack of a better word, form like this hard surface that will hold them together on the flip.
And don't be brokenhearted if they fall apart flipping them, because they're going to get broken up anyway when you, when you do it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Let's move into home fries. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, it's just basically peeling a potato and cutting them into, I usually do somewhere around half-inch dice.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller is not necessary. Bigger is okay.
Yeah.
And then, you know, this is where I think all sorts of ingredients come into play.
Yes.
Onions, peppers, etc. You can certainly parboil them to make them cook faster in the frying pan.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I've microwaved them to soften them up.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, you don't want to overcrowd the skillet. You want to work in batches so you can get them crispy on the outside and soft on the inside.
All great ideas. We're going to put it all on the website, plus a couple others. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR.